Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
846, 14 till 9, Tommy Tucker, WWL. It always amazes me, ever since I was a kid, listening to the radio, how out of nowhere an Almond Joy commercial would pop up. And it just happened. I don't know why that is, or I don't know the reasons for it, but it's just an observation. Another observation is that we're into the heat and humidity, May 2nd here, and that means flea and tick season for dogs and cats and all the lovable pets that we have. Dr. Gary Levy joins us now, veterinarian with Lakeview Veterinary Hospital, to talk about it. How you doing, Dr. Levy?
I'm well, Tommy. How are you this morning?
I am okay. I got a dog, Teddy, that, you know, they got these. Have you, as a veterinarian, this is off the topic, but have you ever found a toy to truly be indestructible that wasn't made of steel?
No, definitely not.
They stuff them, and then they rip the stuffing up out, and it looks like the pig, for example, that Teddy recently destroyed, looks like he had too much Wegovy or too much whatever you call that stuff, because they got a... They got all the sag and skin all over, nothing on the inside, you know? Let's talk about fleas and ticks and what people need to be aware of.
You bet. I mean, we got spoiled with this beautiful, mild April, but as soon as these 80s and the heat and humidity hit in May, the fleas will be coming back with a vengeance, for sure. So, I mean, you need to try and get ahead of it and make sure they're on a preventative, you know. And probably the best one that we've been using for dogs has been an oral 3-month tablets called Bravecto. That seems to be the one that's been the most resistant to having breakthrough flea problems. So cats have a similar one. It's a 3-month topical for them, but hopefully we're by the end of this year, they're promising us that one perhaps in a year-long injectable, which would be nice, because that's the way we've gone with the heartworm preventatives, which are nice.
Yeah, let's talk about mosquitoes and heartworms as well.
Yeah, for sure. I mean, yeah, that, you know, fleas are a nuisance, heartworms are deadly. So, yeah, I mean, the arrival of a 6 or 12-month injection to prevent heartworms has been a life changer, you know, for the dogs especially. I mean, because we, the humans, are bad about remembering to do it, whether it was daily in the old days or even monthly. You know, the biggest reason dogs get heartworms is they're not on preventative, or we're not giving it the way it's prescribed, which is once a month. The standard one. So the injectable versions are the way to go with that, because mosquitoes are the way that that's transmitted. And even if your dog is predominantly inside, you know, how many of us have never seen mosquitoes inside? So yeah, stay on that. But the fleas, go ahead.
No, I just want to open a text line here at 504-260-1870 if anybody has any questions or comments about flea protection of their pets or ticks, etc. But finish your thought, Gary, please.
No, just that staying ahead of it is much easier than by the time you've got a flea infestation. The creatures are incredible. I mean, you know, each female flea can lay 50 eggs a day. So it doesn't take long before you're totally behind the eight ball and trying to, you know, so be aware of outdoor, you know, surroundings too. I mean, fleas hate direct sunlight. So, you know, you're not going to get them on the levee where there's no trees, things like that. It's going to be shadier, moist areas, things like that, especially around your house. Raised houses here, horrible. You know, if you've got a problem with other wildlife outside, including stray cats and raccoons and possums, things like that, the squirrels get a bad rap. They don't carry fleas, so don't worry about the squirrels. But, you know, make sure you, if you've got a problem, not only treat the pet, but you may have to treat the environment as well. And the best one I like there is a granule. You can get at the big box stores called Over and Out. The active chemical ingredient is bifenthrin, and it's an easy one to spread out like you would weed and feed, and you just do it twice a year, and it does. You'll find it's mostly labeled as a fire ant protector, but it does fire ants, it does fleas, it does termites. Really easy and safe to get ahead of that.
I'm getting a couple of texts here. We'll pass them along to Dr. Gary Levy when we come back. We're talking about flea and tick season and your dogs and cats and how to keep them safe. And the Oakland Art Jeweler Talk text line is open at 504-260-1187 if you got any questions. Somebody texted in, this is a pretty good question. How does the medicine work once it's inside the dog or the cat? Because does it mean when the fleas bite the dog or cat, do they die and or do they not want to be attracted to the dog or cat? We'll find out. We come back. 850.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
51, 9 till 9. Traffic now, WWL. 8:57, 3 till 9. Couple of minutes left. Tommy Tucker, WWR, with Dr. Gary Levy, veterinarian with Lakeview Veterinary Hospital. We're talking about heartworms and fleas and ticks. And, Doctor, somebody texted it in, and I've always wondered that myself. The injectable, not the injectable, I guess the medicine that the dogs or cats eat, does that change their blood or something? Do the fleas bite the dog and then they die? Or does it make the dogs not attractive to, or cats to the fleas? How does that work?
No, it is the blood meal that the flea takes that poisons the flea, you know, but it's a safe enough product that it's very specific towards the flea's nervous system that it doesn't adversely affect the dogs and the cats. So they do have to bite them to die, but then very quickly, dead fleas don't lay eggs. So that's how you quickly get control of the population.
So is there a combination, somebody wants to know, heartworm and flea medicine that you can get?
There are. I mean, the standards in those, there are several now that you give monthly that will cover preventing heartworms, fleas and ticks, as well as intestinal parasites. So, yeah, again, the key with that is you got to be good and vigilant about remembering to do that monthly, because if you miss a dose, you know, down here, you're going to get in trouble sooner than later.
I know they used to do this stuff where you would rub it on the neck of the pet. Do they still have those, and do you recommend that or not?
They still have those. I mean, we've found that the systemic, the ones they take orally or injectably, or, you know, you don't have to worry about lack of absorption. You don't have to worry about putting it on and 10 minutes later they're outside and they're jumping in the pool or they get rained on, and have they absorbed enough to be effective, you know. And then you gotta keep them away from being touched or rubbing against furniture for a few minutes too. So yeah, the trend is certainly moving toward the oral and injectable ones as opposed to relying on the topical ones. If you think back, you know, decades ago when we were spraying and dipping and bathing, and that has totally become, you know, ineffective for the most part at controlling fleas. So a lot of the topicals are less effective as well.
Real quick, just 40 seconds left. Does the same medicine prevent ticks as fleas, or is that a different thing?
No, it does. Most of the ones out there are going to do both fleas and ticks. And ticks are, you know, I tell people, you either always have ticks or you never have ticks. Or, if you go a different place out in the country, you might be exposed to it. But it's not like fleas where they can come out of nowhere because somebody moves in next door and you've got a number of new, now untreated pets, you know, up against your fence.
Thank you, Doc. Appreciate your time as always. And if you miss the flea prevention, just get on top of it, right?
You bet. Take care, Tommy. Thanks.
Thank you, sir. Appreciate it. Dr. Gary Levy, veterinarian with Lakeview Veterinary Hospital. We love our little furry friends. We also love Ian McNulty, who's coming up next. Talk about eating and drinking. Then in the second half of the hour, we're going to talk to Tyler Shucks, high school head coach. Get the background on that young man. A lot coming up. Stay with us.